You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Do you know what's actually happening to Joe Rogan? This is a classic case of fringe meets mainstream. That's what's happening to Joe Rogan. Because like what happened here was, Joe Rogan was fringe, right? So he was like in his corner of the world doing his own thing, doing, does this make, like, I know this is like a weird concept, but like, okay, Joe Rogan was fringe. He was in the corner of the world doing his own thing with his friends, by the way, saying whatever shit they want to do, blah, 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 blah. Then the podcast got bigger, and it's still blah, 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 blah. Then and even like when it was huge, it was still like fringe. Then Spotify came and they were like, yo, we want to make you mainstream. And the thing with fringe is like, you can do fringe as much as you want in your fringe corners, but then as soon as like people go like, yo, we want to make you mainstream, now you get exposed to people who are like where most of society resides. And most of society has like rules. I'll give you an example. Nudist colony. Fringe. You can kill it in the nudist colonies. Can have a great time. They'll be like, ah, Big Dave, my man, doing his thing. We love Big Dave. Big Dave, the greatest. And you can do, your nudist colony can get bigger. You can do all this shit. But it, like most of society is not existing in the nudist colony. We have like rules. We go like, no. Clothes are appropriate. You get what I'm saying? When you're in the nudist colony, you can get so caught up in the fact, because the other nudists are like, this is totally normal. This is great. Do you know what I mean? In fact, the day you even like grow a bush, they might be like, whoa, getting a little sensitive there, buddy. What's happening? They'll tell you that this is actually where you're supposed to be. Then when you come to the mainstream, you walk down Fifth Avenue naked and everyone is like, what the actual is going on with you? And then you now go, ah, shit. Ah, man. Spotify paid me to walk down the street. Because Spotify just looked at the numbers. They didn't consider whether or not the person was mainstream or not. They just went, this person has a lot of people who listen to them. Then Spotify was like, we'll give you the money. Come and do this thing. And then they didn't consider that the person was a rock star at a nudist camp. And then he came. And then now everyone else in the streets is like, yo, this person's dick is flying around. And then they're going back and be like, this person's been flying around with his dick. And now people don't know how to deal with it. It's the curse of the mainstream. If he stayed in his fringe lane, you find this would have, because these videos have come up and gone and come up, but the people, most people didn't see it because it wasn't in the mainstream. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the curse of mainstream. It doesn't matter if you're a musician, doesn't matter if you're a person, doesn't matter if you're a thing. It's like, be careful, you make your thing in a corner, and then when you come to the rest of society, be careful about what they think of your swinging dick, is what I'm saying. I hope I've shed some light on this situation. That's the funniest thing, by the way, with Spotify is like, they're like, we don't want to silence Joe Rogan. We don't believe in silencing him. Take down those podcasts. Get rid of them. Just delete the episodes. We don't believe in silencing Joe Rogan. Just silence that shit. Cut it out. Cut it out. How many? All of them. Cut it out. Shit, we don't believe that you should ever edit anything. Did you get that shit? More. Do more of them. It's like 100. Do them all. It's almost going to get to the point where it's like, there'll be all the podcasts of Joe Rogan will be gone, but Joe Rogan will still be on Spotify. And then people will be like, yo, is Joe Rogan still on Spotify? They're like, Joe Rogan is still on Spotify. There's no podcast. Yes, we've decided that the podcasts were the problem, but we do not believe in silencing Joe Rogan. We will be keeping Joe Rogan. But there's no podcast. Yes, and that's not the point. We've decided it is safer to have Joe Rogan, but not have the podcast of Joe Rogan. And I think we can all agree that this is the optimal solution. But what about the artists? Hold on. I think I have a quarter in my pocket. Here you go, music artists. Don't go spend it all at once.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.